Well, I think the lawsuit speaks for itself, and it's unfortunate what happened. But for me, the most important thing is that Chris's legacy is protected, and that's the job he left me with. And this lawsuit, it's really important for me to share this, that this, you know, the cliche, the other cliche of the rock star wife and the rock star widow, and like we're all evil, and you know, it's like this isn't about money, right? I have spent more money in order to protect his legacy than that record would make, right? It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with integrity, and it has to do with respect. And respecting Chris as more than just a vocal track is really important. So I hope that we can agree to a producer that Chris respected and worked with and who understood him. And then we can finally put out a Soundgarden record, you know, because people think like that these songs are demos and they're ready to go, but they're not, you know, they're very raw. And so it's important that somebody who can speak for Chris, since Chris isn't here, be in that room, somebody who he trusted and who understood him, to add, you know, that component. Or else I don't see, do you think it's a Chris Cornell, it's a Soundgarden record if there's no Chris Cornell in it except you hear a voice? Would that be Soundgarden to you if he's not in it? I mean, so for me, the most important thing is, again, that people understand this is not about me wanting more money, because I'm not asking for more money. I'm not asking for money like that, you know. I'm only asking that we choose someone who he, you know, trusted and respected, and we put out the best work that includes Chris Cornell.